Kaya Biz with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Well, we wrap up with a feel-good story as well, which just shows how government, together with members of the private sector, are looking to collaborate to increase and improve access to good quality education for all South Africans. Well, earlier today, I also had the opportunity to sit down with the Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, the MTN SA CEO, Godfrey Motsa, as well as the General Manager of the MTN SA Foundation, Kusile Mthunzi Harwadzi, to get more details on what's recently been launched as the MTN Online School. Sis Kusile, thank you so much for joining us on the line today to tell us more about this particular initiative. Good to have you on Kaya Biz.
Thank you, Coco, and thank you for good evening to your listeners.
Indeed. It's been a busy day for you, filled with lots of excitement.
Yes,
and I can just imagine how rewarding it is. But for someone who's not familiar with the MTN Online School, help us unpack just exactly what this platform is.
Okay. An MTN Online School is a portal that any learner in South Africa can access. All they need to do is go to www.mtnonlineschool.co.za. They register for any subject. It's available to all learners from grade R to grade 12. And it's got curriculum-aligned content that they can access wherever they are, whenever they need to access the content. What is, I think, important for learners to understand is that they need to register with parents' consent. That's mm-hmm. the very first thing that they need to understand. And then the next thing is they can register on all subjects that they want to register on. So all the subjects that a learner gets registered on, they then have access to extra tuition from expert teachers. There are extra videos and extra reading content that is over and above the curriculum. Also, what is important is that this access to learners is zero rated for anyone who is an MTN SIM card holder.
Mm-hmm.
So once you have an MTN SIM card holder, you have 2 weeks to play with throughout the month to make sure that you access your content. But we always say to learners, just in case you are the kind of learner that is downloading a lot of videos that you are learning from the app, you can go to a place where there is Wi-Fi. Download all the things that you need to download, and you can read them at your time, particularly all the PDF documents.
Mm.
PDF documents, you can download them onto your phone, read them wherever you will be, because they will be on your phone. So it allows that latitude for learners to be able to have instruments for learning and learn at their pace and learn at their time.
Mm.
Over and above that, the platform offers pre-evaluation before a subject and after evaluation of a subject, so that you can assess how affluent you are or your comprehension of the subject that you've been taking.
Yes.
So it's a really interesting platform, lot of reading material. We are partnering with a lot of organizations that are actually doing a lot of reading. But this is really to support the Department of Education in their drive to reading to learn. A lot of us go through reading but not learning. But now the emphasis is on read to learn, read to know, read to acquire knowledge.
Yes. And this comes at quite a poignant time, right? We've just, we're still in the pandemic. We've come out of the high and hard lockdown levels where many children could not go to school to access educational tools. But help us understand why this launch actually takes place at this particular juncture. Is this a response just to the pandemic and the concerns around education here?
As MTN, we've been supporting education for a long time. So there are a few lessons that we've learned with our multimedia centers. In the country, we've got about 360 plus multimedia centers that are out there. So in the process of implementing these multimedia centers, we faced a lot of challenges. A lot of them get stolen. A lot of them get worn out.
Mm-hmm.
The students don't take care of them properly. So what is normally happening, you find the labs become just a lab, but it's not working anymore.
Yeah.
And also we realized that for a lot of our schools, they are challenged because they are not e-ready.
Mm.
It means they have these platforms, but their aptitude and understanding of using is not up to standard. So what would happen then, we thought that we were really sinking money into an endless pit where we are putting these multimedia centers, they are not being used, teachers are not using them to teach, they are being used for all sorts of other things other than teaching.
Exactly.
And then in the process, COVID happened. So we were sitting with these multimedia centers where teachers and learners could not access. It came more than suddenly became challenged. Then we got into a space where we decided to say, we need to first check our e-learning platform. We've always wanted to drive access and reach for our learners that don't have multimedia centers. This gave us an opportune time to say, there is a space, use it, use technology and digital platforms to make sure you drive education effectively. We looked at what other countries are doing. We looked at what is existing in the market currently in South Africa. And then we realized that we can fill a certain kind of gap. But in order for us to do it effectively, we needed to look in the Department of Education as the custodian of education to say, yes, guys, we know you have a problem. We want to have a solution. Can we do it together?
Yes.
I think that is what made it even more exciting, because then the Department of Education came on board. We developed a lot of the applications with them, a lot of the tools that we've used, a lot of the information that they, the content, teacher support, all those things we developed with the department.
Yes.
But what is even more amazing is that it even covers your Wozamatric in partnership with the National Collaboration Trust.
Mm-hmm.
We do the Wozamatric, we do the summer schools, we do weekend schools. So there's a lot that is backing up so that really our learners, regardless of where they are, they can always access the platform. They will continue to learn.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Sis Khusile, giving us a very practical example of how it is that members of the private sector and government are working together to democratize access to education for all. That's announcing the launch of the MTN Online School, a free online platform that provides comprehensive digital curriculum for grades R to 12. Thank you so much, and looking forward to hearing more from you about the future growth and opportunities that come out of this particular launch. That's Khusile Mthunzi Harwadzi, who is the general manager of MTN SA Foundation.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959. On the streets, on the air.